Chapter 7, Order Tracking. These are the topics that we will cover in this chapter. E-commerce order tracking. Why is order tracking a must? Order tracking stages. Typical order tracking updates, milestones. What is order tracking software? Top 10 best order tracking systems, softwares for 2022. Features of the order tracking system. The benefits of e-commerce order tracking for brands. And order tracking is a profitable marketing channel. Customer retention in e-commerce is no longer about offering the lowest prices or the biggest product selection. It's about whether your customers receive a satisfying delivery service or experience for their online order. So as I said, you all are actually not selling the product. There was some years ago, the price sensitive customer was there. The product sensitive customers were there. But with the new business developments that are happening, new e-business coming up, the same product is available at the other channels too. So it is a service that the customer comes to you and buys it from you. The very nature of the e-commerce business is such that the customer doesn't know what they have purchased, look or feel, when they will get their order. It is an operational risk that you can't avoid actually. To understand, to receive the order, you have to place an order online, you have to do the payment online and wait for the order to come. And as much as the anxiety of the customer can be reduced with early delivery timelines and order tracing, possible transparency and traceability, that much the customer is happy with the experience buying it from your website. Even then, the money transaction for the order is already done from the customer side. In this situation, the customer does get anxious about his order. Seamless e-commerce delivery is far from guaranteed. There can be unforeseen shipping delays. What is unforeseen? Weather conditions, traffic jams, some accident happens on the road. Or there can be probably some kind of other issues that are happening. There's a lot of constructions happening on the roads. There can be a lot of other reasons why there can be a delay. Address errors, wrong address. An address contains 2 to 3 important points. Even if one point has not been put properly or the PIN code has shifted from 52 to 54, the whole address goes wrong. And the ever-present risk of the failed deliveries. You can't skip this part of it, failed deliveries. On an average, around 5 to 6% of orders have failed orders because of all these reasons. Because of unforeseen situations, there is a delay, the address is wrong, the person at home is not there to receive the order, the security guard does not take the order, it is a COD order and you cannot give it to a security guard. It is an operational risk which you can't avoid. To be really honest, being in e-commerce, this is something that you will confront every day in your operations. All of these circumstances have the potential to throw a spanner in the work and leave even loyal customers dissatisfied with the customer experience. So all of these situations can actually discourage your customer to come and buy it from you, you know. Order tracking is one of the best ways to provide all the information related to the order to customer and keep in touch with the customer to give them assurance till the time the order is completely delivered. So order tracing is also, it's like, for a small baby, he wants to know that when will I reach school or when will I reach to my friend's birthday. He keeps asking to his mother or the person who's driving, how long will it take? When will I reach? This is the kind of the anxiousness that the customers have is same as what the child has it to reach to the birthday party. Now, when every time at my question rises, when the child's question rises, there is an answer coming from an adult saying that you will reach in 10 minutes, you will reach in 5 minutes, you will reach in 20 minutes. And this is the same kind of a human psyche that works when it comes to your order that has to be delivered. So when you have any queries, where is my order? Suddenly in the night at 2 o'clock, I realized that I had placed an order on Amazon and it has not come to me tonight. It was supposed to be in my busy day schedule. I didn't realize that I had to receive this order. I quickly go to my app. I check where exactly is my order and how come I haven't yet received it yet. You know, I get the update. At times, if there is a delay due to unforeseen situations, I get calls from these executives saying that they will be delivered tomorrow instead of tonight. So when I have this kind of an transparency and I have access to understand where the order is, my anxiety calms down and all I do is just wait when the order comes. Earlier, this transparency and traceability was not there in orders. But with the kind of e-com business growing, quick commerce growing, with Zomato, Swiggy, Zepto coming into existence, transparency and traceability is a must. You can't skip this part of the e-commerce anymore, you know. And order tracking is one of the reasons why order tracking is so important. The primary purpose of the order tracking is to keep customer in the loop and give them certainty about when their order is going to arrive. This is the prime responsibility of the order tracking systems or any kind of software that you download. It just keeps the customer in loop and gives them the update that when will they receive the order and if there is a delay, why there is a delay. Customer is more likely to come to e-business websites repeatedly if they find that the website is transparent and provide real-time information of their order status. So sometimes these websites are falling short of giving real-time updates, sometimes there are wrong updates, sometimes there are false updates. And suppose if your customer has experienced something like this on your website, he will choose not to order from you next time because the same product is available on the other websites. These websites are not producing different products. Obviously, once they grow big, they have their in-house brands which are named differently and they sell their product. But their main cash cow is selling the products of the other brands. The main their capitalizing point is the service that they provide. So this they cannot cheat the customer on order tracking or transparency. In fact, the customer feels even after you are charging nominal price or less price to the customer, because you are not giving an honest update, the customer feels cheated. The most successful e-commerce entrepreneurs understand that the customer experience doesn't end when the purchase is made. In fact, the fact is the experience has just begun. The process of how the customer has selected the product, now how will he get the delivery, how the tracking is going to be taken care of, updating the client or the customer about the product. All of these things are very important to give a very good, pleasant experience to the customer. In fact, order tracking is more like an accountability from the company or the brand side telling the customer that the order shall be delivered by this time or this hour. With any given shipment, there are many opportunities to delight and engage with the customers throughout the delivery process. So every time when the customer, are you understanding? These are every time the customer gets a notification on an SMS or it gets a notification on the app that your order is on the way, it shall be delivered this, the customer feels very delighted. In fact, now the companies have become more smarter. With these notifications coming on their app as a push messages, they are also trying to market the products which are look alike to the product that you have ordered for the next purchase or to probe the customer for the next purchase. It all begins by using quality delivery tracking software. This all to bring in this experience for the customer, your order tracking software has to be of a very good quality. Order tracking is an essential service in e-commerce logistics that allows brands that allows brands and their customer to monitor the progress of an online order or shipment in real time. From the moment the order's first placed to the when it arrives on their doorstep. So right from the time the order is being placed till the final arrival of the order, this tracking helps the customer feel a little more secured about the order. Precisely when there are these very expensive big orders, nowadays people are ordering TV, refrigerators, washing machines, electronics online worth 20, 30, 40, 50,000 from Amazon. For them, obviously this tracking is very important because they have already paid that much of an amount or they have committed to pay. So when this tracking is in place, the customer feels little contented and they feel they can trust Amazon to take care of them. The primary purpose of order tracking is to keep customer in the loop and give them certainty about when the order is going to arrive. This is the primary purpose of the order, that order tracking system, that keep the customer into the loop. This can take the form of an on-site order tracking page. So there can be a separate order tracking page, or probably on the app itself only it has this order tracking of the, there is a tab which is your orders and then it tracks the order. May that even be, let's say very primarily this order tracking, like when I order and when I book a cab through Uber or through Ola, this tracking is very important. It exactly shows the car that has been assigned to me, where in which lane it is, so that I can guide him and tell him to come to me faster or come at the end of the lane if it is a one way, you know. So even this order, the order tracking in Ola after booking Ola or Uber, or order tracking in Zomato, or order tracking through any Amazon, this quick commerce is very important. So this can take the form of an on-site order tracking page. So there can be an order tracking page or a tab on the app itself. Periodic updates via email. So when I place an order with H&M or Marks & Spencer's, I keep getting the updates that now the product has been out through the emails as well as push messages from the app too. Or SMS messages also. Also from SMSs. In fact, companies try to use all 2 and 3 techniques to reach out to the audience, as they don't know what is the customer using more. Is the customer going to read the mail, or is it going to be overlooked, or is he going to read the SMS? And obviously with WhatsApp chatbot, nowadays all these notifications are coming to you through WhatsApp chatbot AI. Or giving a customer a shipment tracking number to be entered on the third-party websites belonging to parcels carriers. So they also give you the AWB number that you can go and figure it out where exactly your product is. If you're very anxious, especially when you have to travel somewhere and you have ordered and you want to make sure it comes to you earlier, or there's an occasion that you have ordered for and you want the product earlier. So they give you the AWB, they give you all the information that you need after you have placed the order. Because both the customers and the customer support team have access to the same order tracking process, this helps to prevent confusion regarding whether an order has been shipped or its expected delivery date. So it's the same order tracking process that is accessed by the customer support team of the company or the brand, let's say Amazon or Myntra. And that's the same order tracking system that the customer is using. So both of them are updated at the same time and they have an access to the same tab that they have a real-time update. So by any chance, if the customer is not getting the update on his mobile or on his website or on the laptop, then they call the customer care can give them the update that yes, it has been done. In fact, this order tracking is not only used while placing the order and shipping, it's also used while refund and reverse logistics also. At that time also I get the tracking that this person will come at this time to pick up your order and your refund is in the process and by this date it will reflect in your bank. All this is possible because of order tracking. With boom in the online business, there are multiple order tracking softwares are available which allows customers which allows customers to quickly and easily track their orders in a graphical and an interactive way. So it's they also have to make it very interactive and a very graphical and a pleasant experience for customer to go and find out the entire order tracking, find out where exactly the order is. So there are softwares which are available which are more interactive and appealing for customers. So along with the information, the tracking, the whole process when the customer is trying to track the order, the whole experience also, they want to make it pleasant. And companies are striving hard to give this as a better experience to the customers. Allowing the customer to track their orders, products at every stage of the delivery process is a powerful way to improve their shopping experiences. So it's one of the powerful ways that you increase their shopping, you actually elevate their shopping experiences. What are they actually doing when they give this order tracking facility to the customer? They are giving the feeling of owning the product with updates, making the brand accountable. This is what they are doing. This is how they are actually taking the opportunity to work towards a human psyche. Because the customer has done a prepayment through card or through GPay, now he is very anxious, when will he receive the order? Even if it's a COD order, the people are anxious to know, when will I receive the order? Because, and obviously everybody is eager till they don't feel, they don't touch the order, which in retail buying, you actually go, you feel the product, you analyze and you buy. But in online, because that is not possible, the anxiety is a little more higher. This is very effective way to retain and enhance the customer's shopping experience. It is one of the best ways to enhance the shopping experience. Making sure the order tracking software is a very good experience or a very good company that you have tied your hands with. The primary feature of any order tracking include aspects such as delivery dates, any updates in order status, and shipment tracking and etc. These are the primary information that they are providing. That is the delivery date, the order ID, the AWB number, you know, the order status and the shipment tracking. With order tracking, customers can follow whether the product in question has been shipped and keep track of the timing of its arrival so that they can ensure to be in attendance during the delivery of the same. So order tracking also makes sure that the customer, if it's a very expensive product, generally when it is in a very electronic like a TV or refrigerator, they make sure they are home when the order is about to arrive or they have a backup, you know. Okay, and this is helpful for the companies too, shipping the order, or else the courier might return. In fact, very often the courier guy calls you in 1 hour advance to confirm that he will be coming within 1 hour and delivering the order. So make sure there's somebody at home. This all saves the fuel cost, the manpower required, or else such a big product being delivered and nobody at home, they have to take it back. And that's the reason it is very important the order tracking systems are updated and are real time showing the update, in fact. Order tracking is an efficient way to let your customer know that the business is very reliable and reduce the number of complaints and queries received about the order statuses, as well. These two are very important, improving customer satisfaction and experiences. So basically, earlier I have placed an order to my grocery store, you know, I would keep calling him, why hasn't it not come? The order has not come. I placed it at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's 12 o'clock, it has not come and all that. Now, when I place an order on Zepto or I place an order on Swiggy, Instamart, I exactly know where is my order. And I don't need to call and harass. In fact, in the middle of my meeting, I can just check where is my order, you know. And this itself is less harrowing for the customer. And that's one of the reasons people are moving towards online orders. Shoppers have become accustomed to having a high visibility about what they are buying and are expected to be informed about any status regarding that, what they are buying. So they are used to having visibility and transparency about their orders, and they always prefer to know in advance if there is a delay. You know, now the customers are used to this. If you fall short in being transparent due to in some situations, you will lose the customer. So having an order tracking system is essential. Keeping up with the competition and staying afloat in the competition environment. So by now you have understood how important it is to have an order tracking system. This is a system which you can't dismiss when you are in quick commerce or e-commerce. In fact, it's one of the essential key features of buying it online. Taking the example of a hyperlocal delivery service such as Swiggy or Zomato, as soon as the customer orders the delicious food, they anxiously wait for the order to be confirmed and a delivery partner to be assigned. As soon as, even you do this, even I do this, as soon as I place an order in Zomato or Swiggy, I'm anxiously waiting, when will I receive my order. In fact, there are so many times when I go to work and I'm in the middle of a meeting and the lunch hour is supposed to happen after half an hour, you know, in the middle of the meeting quickly, or I schedule my delivery. I order it earlier and prior and schedule it that I would like to get the order delivered at 1:30. I keep tracing and tracking my order to see whether I'm getting it on time, because I don't have time to call, one. Second is, I have only half an hour and I want to eat it comfortably at that time only. And all this I am able to know in advance, I'm able to do in advance, as well as I'm able to access my order because of order tracking system. They linger on the updates about the delivery executive's status and wait anxiously for the food to arrive, unless some problems arises in transit. Suppose some accident has happened, God forbid, or there has been a very bad rainfall, or there has been a lot of traffic jam. That updates also you get. In fact, nowadays in Zomato and Swiggy, they are asking you whether you would like to have a contactless delivery. The executive will drop it outside and you will get a notification on your order tracking system that your order is ready outside. Go on, please pick it up. All the anxious emotions those customers face until the food arrives comes from an ability to get real-time update about a food using order tracking systems. Customers check the status of their orders 3.5 times on an average per order. So 3.5 times you'll end up checking your order status. 38% of the online shoppers abandon carts because of late delivery of products. There has been so many times you or I must have cancelled orders just because we don't get the product on time. In fact, we always leave bad remarks and reviews about the product. The service has become so important that at times people actually forget to realize the product may be not that good, but because the service is good, you still go continue buy from the same app, maybe some other product, but you will still continue buying it from that app. 94% of retailers blame retailers for poor delivery. So there's a reason why the companies who are not able to cope, or retailers generally are never able to cope with timely deliveries. You always see your mother screaming at your grocer ki your man has not come to deliver. He said he's delivering in half an hour. Why? Because they wait that when there will be more than 10 orders, the same guy on the cycle will go in these 3-4 lanes and he'll deliver and come, you know, and there's a delay. They don't understand the urgency till you don't come across. But when you are ordering online, all the urgency is attended. Whether there is urgency, no urgency, your delivery is going to come to you on time. From a seller's point of view, save time and money in taking up all queries related to the status of the orders and shipments. As I said, I don't have time to call and check whether my order is ready or not ready from the restaurant or from the delivery guy. Everything is updated on the app, and that makes my life easy. Keeps comprehensively updated about the status of all the orders. In fact, nowadays when there are restaurants earlier used to deliver and there were these two or three delivery guys, they used to deliver their orders. You know, now they say, ma'am, if you want to place an online order, please place it on Zomato or Swiggy, as we have no more employees doing the same. Unless they have a batch of two, three employees, unless they have our own website. Like a restaurant named China Gate has its own website. And now, because he wants customers to order on his website, because Zomato and Swiggy are taking away a huge amount of commissions, so he offers online orders 20% off, where he has a team of 3 to 4 people delivering during the peak hours or during the entire day, in fact. Keeps comp helps in increasing customer satisfaction and expectations, isn't it? Enhances customers' trust. Obviously, your trust increases on the company who delivers on time and there's an order tracking system in place. Helps in increasing purchasing frequency. Because the trust is developed, you'll end up purchasing from the same website again and again. I actually find it very, for strange reasons, I'm just comfortable ordering on Myntra and not any other garment or fashion portal, just because I'm comfortable being ordered and I have been taken care. I never feel Myntra has ever fleeced me or never refunded me on time. All my returns, all my deliveries are always before time. Can I have more control over inventory and fulfillment? Now, how is this possible? As the manpower is used, which was earlier used in answering calls in where the order is, now he's looking into the inventory management. In fact, the order tracking systems gives you a quicker update about inventory going low, you know, and they push, if they are integrated with your inventory management system, it notifies about the inventory going low. So the manpower as well as the integrated softwares help you to manage and control your inventory better. From a buyer's point of view, why order tracking is a must? It helps the customers monitor and keep a track of their orders, I just explained. Assures the buyers that their order will be delivered and lets them know about any misinformation. So suppose there has been any misinformation about the product, that information also has been passed on to your customers, the buyers, through the order tracking system with the help of messages, emails, notification, push messages. They don't have to waste time and resources in calling the customer support regarding the status of their order. Like, I don't need to call and check with the restaurant when I'm placing an order on Zomato. Like, I don't need to call and check with Amazon and Myntra when I'm placing an order on their website. Like, I don't need to call Zepto and Blinkit too. It saves my time. All I need to just go and do is check on the order tracking system. Facilitates a paperless environment for the ecosystem. So this not only brings in the customer experience a little more convenient and easy, it also helps them to go paperless. Imagine for every small order, if there is an AWB paper given, you know, it will just be unnecessary, at least on Zomato and all these Uber and all that. In fact, the Uber and Ola invoices too are not printable. You have to just go and download it and you have to secure it. This is how order tracking stages are. First, the order is placed, order is in progress. Generally, when you are placing an order, these are the kind of infographics you will get updates with the description along. It will be order in progress. It will be order picked, order in transit, out for delivery, and order delivered. Even after delivery, and they always ask you reviews for the person who's the executive who has delivered. Were you happy? Were you on time? To give more chance to the company to improvise and also show to the customer how keen they are to deliver, to serve them better in future. Order placed. There are stages in a little more in detail. That was an illustration. Now this will help you to understand more in detail. Order place. Once an order is placed, a unique order ID is automatically generated and assigned to sellers and customers. Generally, whenever you place an order on Myntra, Amazon, Nykaa, or Uber, or even Zepto, or anywhere, Zomato, there is an order ID which has been is assigned to you for your order. And that order ID is your is a traceable order ID on your order management, order tracking system. That order ID, nobody actually remembers the name. They actually ask you the order ID when they are delivering. Or if there are any queries, if you have, with the help of order ID, you are able to track the order. Using an order ID, users can get detailed information about the order status and the parcel's current location. With the help of order ID only, you get all these updates. Order progress, the second stage after the order has been placed. Order is received at the warehouse. The pick list is generated. The inventory for the specific item is updated. Now, pick list, as soon as you have placed an order, let's say it's Amazon or Zepto, a pick list is being given to the executive or to the robot of that particular warehouse, and immediately the inventory also gets replaced because there's one piece less. So the notifications, if it is on the buffer zone, they give the notifications for that. This basically is the final confirmation from the warehouse that the particular product is available and is ready to be processed further. So when you get this, when you get this notification order in process, that means it is available. Generally, all the orders which are not showing in sold out tag, they are available. But there are so many times due to a jam of orders at the same time, if there is only 3 to 4 pieces left and suddenly at that same particular second there are 10 orders coming, then it lands up being out of stock suddenly, you know. But generally with the real time effect, all these companies always keep these products which are high in demand in buffer, some extra. But some or the other times, some odd times, it does happen this way that you go out of stock. When you see your order in progress, that means it surely has the inventory. Picked up. It is a stage where all the components of the order are collected from the warehouse and packed as per the requirements. So as per the, if it's a fragile product, if it is a perishable product, suppose if it is vegetables, they need to have a particular packing so that it does not get spoiled by the time you receive the order. If it is a glassware, or if it is a or if it is a electronic, there are different kind of packaging required as per the product. That is being taken care at the pack stage. The package is made ready for transportation. Once the packing is done, it is ready for transportation. In transit. In transit status means that the package is on the way to the final destination. The package moves through the various hubs before it reaches the final destination. So there are times when you are there are times when it directly comes from the warehouse to you. Sometimes they go through a lot of hubs in the middle before reaching to you. One can track the hub where the package has reached during the in transit stage too. So suppose if it is reached to some particular warehouse, it gives you the update that it has gone out from the mother warehouse and come to the warehouse closer to your pin code. So suppose, for example, you have placed an order for an apparel. The delivery expected is 2 to 3 days. So from the outskirts of Mumbai or from the outside the city, the order will get dispatched from there. It will come into the warehouse of the particular company, that is Amazon or Myntra. It will get the QC done from the mother warehouse, coming closer to the pin code, which is coming to the location which is closer, warehouse which is closer to your pin code. So it goes through all these hubs. And generally when they say your order is in transit, they also mention where exactly in transit it is. Like it has entered your city and all that. But at the same time, when I'm ordering a grocery, which is right from the dark store room, which is coming to me, it will come to me in like 15-20 minutes. So depending on what you order, you will always get the order tracking updates accordingly. Like how many hubs they go through. Out for delivery. Once an order reaches the final destination, it is picked up by the delivery person. It is when the tracking status is automatically changed to out for delivery. So this is when your order is into the last leg of the logistic process. You know, when it has gone through all the processes, the QC from the last warehouse, and now it's just about to be delivered to you. There is no any more stops in the middle. You know, then they say it's out for delivery. Customers are notified that their order will be soon be on their doorstep. The name and the contact details of the delivery person is also shared. So there are so many times all these companies share the details of the contact person for you to call them and tell them in case due to some emergency you are leaving the house and there is no one to pick up the order or to receive the order rather. The name and the contact details of the delivery person is shared with customers. The health status of the delivery person, like vaccinated body temperature, also flashed to the customer. Precisely after COVID, this has become a norm to make sure that all these information is shared to the customer before the order delivery guy comes to them and delivers the product, you know. Order tracking stages, last stage, delivered. Once an order is received by the customer, the order status is automatically changed to delivered. After you have received the order, this is the last status it will show in the order tracking system. Now this status is accessed to the company, to the marketplace, Amazon, to all the third logistic partners involved, and as well as to you, that is the customer. And this is important, maybe after it showing delivered status is not important, but for the brand, for the company, to the marketplace, to the logistic companies, it is important for them to know whether the order has been delivered to you on time or not. So this order tracking system has an advantage to the customer precisely at the prime focus point, but at the same time to everybody involved in the system in dispatching the order. Typical order tracking updates milestone. When an order is received, when order fulfillment begins, when an order has been shipped. So these are the milestones that they have to tab and they have to update on their order tracking system. When an order is out for delivery and when the delivery has been completed. These are 5 milestones that the order tracking system has to achieve or have to give update about.